Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Mem Hei. The Gemara begins in the bottom of Daf Mem Dalar Mabez. Gufa Meravim Bar Shmuel Meshmei Deshmuel, Hameiches Sadal Chaver Shalei Bachrayis. If you sell a field to your friend without a guarantee, Ein Meid Lo Yaleho. You can't testify in his behalf to keep it by him against the ma'arer, because you're making land available for one of your bali chayvis. The Gemara asks, "Hechi dami?" And now we go to Daf Mem Hey. Idis le'ara chriti. If he has another piece of land, that means the meicher has another land which is considered bnei chayrin, where the bal chayv could collect from that land. Alea didei hadar. The bal chayv will go to that bnei chayrin to collect before he goes to the lekeach, because the klal is ein nefroim in nechasim mishubadim. A bal chayv cannot collect from land that's mishubed b'makim sheyesh nechasim necher, even if they are ziburis. So then the meicher would not be considered a negeh bedavar, and he should be able to say edus for the lekeach because he's not being maimed the karka b'fnei bal chayvai. He has no revach and no hefsid, because in any case the bal chayv is going to go back to him to collect a land. The Ravid and Tosfos later in the Vav Amud Beis ask the Lachayr, we don't know his chayvos. Maybe even though he has a karka acheres, maybe he has other chayvos which are greater than this one, and the other land that he has is not enough to pay all his chayvos. So then, even if he has other land, he still has an egias that this particular bal chayv should collect from the lekeach, because he might have other chayvos which we're not aware of, and therefore the land of the chayr that he has is not sufficient for both bali chayvos. The Ravid answers that you do not have to be choshesh for other chayves that are not known, because for every chayv there's a shtar. And machmas the shtar, it's a koil is yoytze, like the Gemara says beferish later on, the end of the Masechta Nafkuf Ayin Hamabez, and therefore everybody knows how much he owes. Lefizeh, that Shmuel said, Ein me'ed le'olel m'nei sh'mamida b'fnei bal chayvoy, is speaking in a case that's yadua that he has a bal chayv. And we also know that he doesn't have any other bali chayvis which will use up the bnei chayrin. The Rabban and Rabbeinu Yoina bring this shita, and they argue and they say that it's speaking even if he does not have a chayv yadua, even if we don't know that he owes a bal chayv, still there is he's not nema because it's possibly mamida b'fnei bal chayvay. But according to the Ravid l'chayra, the din of the Gemara that meicher sod l'chaver shlei b'achrayis cannot be made because he's mamida b'fnei bal chayvay, l'chayra, that's only in a case where we know the chayv. The Rajma asks that from the earliest sugi naf m'mdalad amabez, it's mashma that it's speaking that there's no chayv yidua b'shtar. The Taka doesn't know about such a chayv. It's only chayshinon shem yesh lei chayv. What's the raya from the Gemara earlier that it's not yedua that he has a chayv that we can say mamida b'fnei bal chayvay is a vaday? Because the Gemara earlier asks leich hashem ikne metaltlin agav karka or kosav de yikni. The Gemara in Daf Mimdalad on Beis earlier had asked that maybe the case was that he was makne metaltlin agav karka, or he wrote the yikni, so it's meshubid. And lechayr, if there's a shtar yedua, let's see what it says in the shtar. It obviously was not known that chayv b'shtar. And therefore, the Rajma explains that after we say that the shtar is a koil, the kavana is that he could be choyker, I mean mevarer, what exactly happened and what transpired. And therefore, the kuchais that are not mevarer, since there is enough of a koil for them to investigate, they were mafsid themselves, and therefore, you could collect from the lakuchais, you could collect from mishabadim. But without a chakira, yitaka do not know that there is a choyv. So it doesn't have to be that there is a choyv, yadua bichlal. The Rajma and Tosfos and Vav Beis and the Rabban Rabbeinu Yoina, they answer the original Kasha, that the Gemara asks, if he has Arach Riti, if he has another piece of land, Olea Didei Hadar, the Kavana is that he has enough land in order to pay all his Chayves. So therefore it doesn't make a difference that Itak has other Chayves. In summary, we had asked, that the Gemara asks, if he has arachriti, if he has another piece of land of bnei chayrin, so le'adi day hadar, the bal chayv is going to collect from him. We had asked, maybe he has other chayvis which we're not aware of. L'chayr, we have three mahalchim. According to the Ravid, it's speaking about that there are no other chayvis, because if there would be other chayvis, we would know about it. According to the Rajman, Tosfos learns, we're speaking about that although there maybe are other chayvis, the land that he owns enough to pay all the chayvis. And according to the Rabban or Menin, they bring a shita that says, Lamaisa, we can't really know that he has other choivis. And that we say that whenever there's a shtar choiv, there's a koil, it doesn't necessarily mean that we are aware of the exact nature of a choiv. It means that there is enough of a koil, enough of a rumor going around that there might be a choiv that you can investigate and find out all its details. And therefore, if you don't, that's a reason to say that you can collect from a Shabbatim, because Iyu de'afsid anafshe. Fizeh, just like we don't know bichlal if there's a choiv, and still we say that you can't be made for the benefit of the lekeach, v'mneishim amida b'fnei bal choivai, which means the possible bal choiv, so too, if there will be a bal choiv, we can assume that if he has a karka, it is sufficient to pay for that bal choiv. And if there are other bal choivis, probably there's enough karka that's enough to pay all the choivis. Tosis asks, that why didn't the Gemara say that the case was that the land that he sold was made as an apaitiki for the choiv? And if the land that was sold to the lekeach is an apaitiki to pay the bal choiv, that means the piroyin for the bal choiv must be from that land. And the rule is, loy hodara arachriti, you don't go back in a different land, even a land of bnei chayrin that the The meicher, he has an egias to make sure that the lekeach still stays with the land and the ma'ar does not, so that the bal choiv should collect that land, which is not peitiki. If he's not going to be able to hold on to the land, and the land which is al-Paitiki will go to the Ma'arer, so then the Bal Choy will come back to the Meicher and collect a different land, because it was Nisbar that the land which was made in al-Paitiki was really not his. And when it's Nisbar that al-Paitiki was not his, it's not Chal in al-Paitiki, and he's Goyveh from the other Nichsi al-Loyveh. And in Mela, there's a Gevaldik and Nevgiyas for the Meicher to be Maimid that land in the hands of the Lekech. L'chayr is mefur from Tosfos, that even an apaitiki, which is mefurish, that means where you clearly say that this land should be an apaitiki for the chayv, then even from b'nei chayrin, you do not collect. And even if, in other words, even if there is b'nei chayrin, you still collect from the apaitiki when it's in a state of mishabadim. The other rishayim argue, and they say that by an apaitiki, even if there's a land which is set aside for the chayv, you still collect from b'nei chayrin before mishabadim. And the mela, it's not going to have a negias. The Ritva Taka says it's as a teretz, the Tesis Kasha, that there's no negias for the meicher to be maim in the land in the hands of the lekeach, because anyway, since he has nechas of b'nei chayrin, the bal chayv will collect for the nechas of b'nei chayrin. Rabbi Chanan, the Kevet Shurim, and Ois Kuf Tzad Gimel, is mistapik, if Kavanas Tesis is dafka of an apaitiki mefurish, or maybe Tais was referring even to Napaitiki Stam. And he brings a Rai from the Rabban Rabbeinu Yoina that they say we're discussing Dafka and Napaitiki Mefurish. Lamaisa, the Rabban argues on Tais and holds that Napaitiki Mefurish, even if it's Nimtzas Sheina Shaloi, even if we find out that it really was not his, that means in our case, where the Ma'ar is Menatzeach on the Lekeach, still the Halach would be, does not have to replace it and give something else. And the Gain also, in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, Sivkat and Vav, brings B'shein the Bala Trumis, that he does not have to replace it and give another field. The Lashon of the Sefer Trumis is, B'apaitiki mefurish kemacha shaloi b'achrayi savi. It's like selling without a guarantee. Shinimtza she'ena shaloi. If it becomes known that it was not his land, Oishat v'nar, or it gets flooded by a river, you don't go back to the meicher. Now the Ramah over there brings that you do go back to the meicher, and the Gain says that the Ramah is going in the sheet of Tosfos. The Ramah means Tosfos in our sugya. In our sugya, even though by shot for nar, Tosfos by now sugya is mighty, not chayzal on the chasim acherim, like the vurin getting off memal from an aleph, but by nimtza she'en and shaloi, you are chayzer. Like the Sma'av it explains, because by nimtza she'en and shaloi, that's a tois mi'ikar, it's in Zbar, that it was a mistake. It wasn't able to be set aside as an apaitiki. So we see very clearly a machlekes yishayin between Tosfos and the Ramban, whether by an apaitiki mefurish, which later it's in Zbar, that it really never was yours, and never could have been made as an apaitiki for a chayv, do you go back now to the loiva and collect a different land or not? Ayuchayz ala meicher. L'chayr teis by us holds that if nitsa she'en shaloi you achay is in the meicher, and the Ramban argues, and the Ramban says that even if it's nitsa she'en shaloi, you don't have to replace it with another karka. According to Ramban, you don't have to replace another karka, so it's miyushav tesis kash anyway, because over here there's no negias for the meicher, because anyway he's not going to have to replace it if it gets taken away. In summary, we have machlekes rishainim if by penepitiki mefurish that's nizbar that's enin shaloi if you the meicher whose loy has to replace it or not, and it's enough community to answer Taisa's kasha. But Taisa's by us the Maisa learns that you do have to replace it, and therefore Taisa has blinds by akasha that why did the Gemara say that the case was that the land that was sold was not petiki, and the mele if it comes nizbar wasn't his, then he's going to have to replace the land, and therefore the meicher has a negias to make sure that the land remains by the lekech. The Gemara continues, Ida lesle arachriti, if he does not have any other land, my nafkale mino. What difference does it make to him? In other words, what does it make a difference if it gets collected from the lekech, or if it doesn't get collected from the lekech, if the lekech loses the land? In either case, the balchay will not go back to the meicher because he has no land to give him. Although he is enjoying the fact, or he has a shtamshus or a benefit from the land, that when it does get paid up from the lekeach to his bal chayiv, but since it wouldn't make a difference to him, practically speaking, nor in terms of having to give up a land of his own, so that's not considered a negan. Tosfos asks that tema, the nafkamina shifteru, this nafkamina that he should be potter im yisasher if he becomes wealthy. If he has land later and he becomes wealthy, so he has to pay back his chayv. But if the bal chayv had already collected the land from this lekeach, then he does not have to give up another piece of land. So the chayri has a benefit with that the bal chayv gets paid up through the land of the lekeach for the future, just in case he becomes a wealthy person. The Taisus answers, and he says, "V'shem b'shvil kain ein lepoisel leedus." Maybe this is not a reason to pass the leedus, kiven the hashtal loy marviach midi. Since right now he has no immediate gain, that means that although in the future there might be a gain if he becomes wealthy, that he will not have to give a piece of land to the bal chayv because his chayv has already been paid up with the land of the lekeach. But that does not pass him in something which is in the future, does not constitute a negia for now. And the Rishonim add, the Ramban and the Raj and the Ran, Meshem the Ravid, that Ein Odom Maila Bedaita Ilahoyet Sheker Biglal Te Elishiyalei Rak Basit. A person does not think in his mind to be made Eidos Sheker because of a benefit that will have in the future. And therefore, that's not called a Negea. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Lamed Zayin Sif Yud paskins this Lahalacha, that kol eicha de hashta einu negeh beedus, wherever a person is not a negeh beedus right now, afa pishim yis asher, even though if he becomes wealthy, yehana, he'll have benefit beedusai, koshel ahoyed. The halacha is that he's koshel eidus, because right now there is no gain, there's no benefit, he's not a negeh beedus. The ktsais, over there in Simon Lamed Zayin, Siv Kotten Hay asks that if this is true, then if the loiva, if you lend money to an ani, the relatives can be made to Evosai that he paid up, because right now, anyway, he wouldn't have to be able to pay. And the Chayr, that's Negra Seichel and the Svarar Yeshara. But the Ktsais answers, and he says, is a chili between a Baldovar and a Negev Bedovar. Where we're discussing a Baldovar Mamish, then it's possible to say Eidos, even if right now there's no gain. It's only by a Negev Be'edus, and he explains, because that's like Chashash Meshaker, where he's not really made La'atzmai, he's made in our case for the lekeach, so then he's not possible in Atayr, he's only possible in Rabbanon, the way the Ktsais explains it. And the Rabbanon, they're not possible you where right now there's no real Negiah. There's only Negiah in the future. But if you lend money to a poor person, the relatives cannot say Eidus. Relatives are Mamish Abali Dvarim. That is Osir. The Kaivit Shurim in Ois Kuf Tzadik Dalit asks from the earlier Gemara, Dafim Gimel Man Aleph, that the Gemara says, Hoimeris, the Gemara says, the Gabit Stoka, that it's Kayetz, which is set, that's a Negia. Why? Why is that considered a Negia? Kim the Ravach, Ravach. Even though, Lechair, the Ravach, that's going to happen, the fact that there's more money is only Lahaba. So, Lechair, it sounds like that there's an Indian of Negias, even though he's not affected right now. And the Rochadim answers, and he says, over there, it's a Vada Negias. It's for sure there's going to be more money available. But over here, it's only a Suffolk Negias. Maybe as a Balchay, maybe he doesn't. And therefore, he doesn't become Pasla Asnigel, but it's not a Suffolk Negia of Lahaba. it's miyushev the ktsayis kasha from the relatives of an ani. Because over there, it's a vade edus l'tevas ani. That's not a suffix negias. That's a vade negias. That means according to Rabbi Elchanan, wherever there's a vade negias, then we say that even though it's a negias of lahabo, it does pasul you. It's only because it's a suffix negias lahabo. That's where there's no psul. And you have to explain. Rabbi Elchanan is going like the Rishayim now in Gemara that it's only shem yeshle bal chayv. Maybe he has a bal chayv, and therefore he's not nifsal. The Chasam Sefer in Nachman Dalam and Aleph, Dir Maschel Ach, asks that why is that not considered Negias? L'chayre, every single day that he gains money, and he gains a pruta, he gains a little bit, the Baal Chayv could be tevea that pruta and collect it, and he'll have to pay. So Taisus is asking Akasha that he should be considered Negev Badover because he might become wealthy, and Taisus answers that you can't possibly aid this because right now he's Lema Viach Midi. That sounds like the only Negias is in the future, and therefore it's not considered Negev right now, but L'chair it is Negev right now, because every little bit of money that he earns should be able, collectible by the Baal Chayv, and Mela is Negias constantly. The Chasam Sefer is Metaret, and he says, we're not Chayshish that'll be made Sheker because of this. Since anyway he can excuse himself and get out of it with that, with what he's Maviyah B'chol Yoyim, he could somehow use it up or spend it and not have it available. So in Mela, it's not a kasha that you can't ask that you should be negay b'dover for that little revach. The whole taste of kasha is that maybe he'll become very wealthy. For example, it'll be nafloy nechassim that he can't hide it, he can't escape from making it available for the Baal Chayv. And on that taste, the answer is he can't pass them because it's chashash, because it's only in the future. But to say that every little bit that he earns should be collectible by the Baal Chayv, that's not something that we have to worry about, because it's very easy for him to make it not available at all for the Baal Chayv to collect. You could hide it, or you could use it up. So therefore, the kasha was never from that case. The kasha was only from actually becoming wealthy. The Shita Mikubetzes, M'shem Shita L'Noid L'Mi, asks that why don't you choshen that maybe he has money which is hidden, and he doesn't want to buy land until he pays back all his chayvais. So Meli has an idea that the kaka should remain by the lekeach in order to pay back his chayv, in order that he be able to take out his money and then go ahead and use it. So the Shita says, Enechanami, the Gemara could have asked that, but Adiva Parach. The Gemara answers, Lo'olam de lesle ara achriti. We're talking about that the Meicher does not have any other lands that are B'nei Chayrin, and the Meili has no negias to be made for the Lekeach, because either way he's not going to have to give up his land. So why do we say he's taka an egeya and ein ma'id and olav mei loy alev nishma midim nei bal choyvei? The Gemara explains, the omer loy nicha de lehevi loy ima rosha ve loy yishalim. He doesn't want to be considered of somebody who borrows money and not pay back his choyvis. He doesn't want to be called a rosha. The Gemara asks, save the gabi idoch, but what about the gabi de lekeach? He's also loy rosha loy yishalim. And the Gemara says, no, the lekeach is different. Loch yizvini lechosh loy bachrayis. He could say, that's why I sold it to you without a guarantee. To you, I don't feel like a rosha, because I told you before, that if it gets taken away, I will not have to replace it. Mashenkin legabe, the Baal Chayv, I don't want to be considered a Rasha. We had mentioned in early Shiurim that the Rishayim and the Maram and Daf Mem Dalad and Aleph brings Meshem Makshim Olam, that how could you say that Chayshish will be made Eidus Sheker in order not to be considered a live Rasha of Leish Shalem? L'chayr, the Isser of Eidus Sheker is much more chomor than being considered a Rasha, Beini Abriyos, that he's made Eidus Sheker. If he's not afraid to be made Eidus Sheker, for sure he's not going to be afraid to be considered a Leiva Rasha of Leish Shalim. And the Rishayim, the Rimigash, and Rabban, and Beini Yoina answer that the Kavon of the Gemara is not that he is Klape Shmaya. Klape Shmaya, it's not the Nekuda of Leiva Rasha of Leish Shalim. He doesn't care Klape Shmaya to be considered a Rasha. V'harai, we suspect him that he might say Eidus Sheker. But that the Gemara says he doesn't want to be considered Leiva Rasha of Leish Shalim is Klape B'nei Adam. He doesn't want people to call him a Rasha. Legabi Eidus, people don't know that he's made Eidus Sheker. But Legabi not paying back a Chayv, people will talk and say that he's a Rasha. He doesn't pay back his Chayvus. So because of the pressure from being considered by others as a Rasha, he will go ahead and be made Eidus Sheker just so long as people will not consider him a Rasha. And that is the reason for the din of you can't say Eidus because he has an Egeus, then he'll say Eidus Sheker in order to avoid being called a Levi Rosh of a Levi Yishalim.
Another teretz in Rimigash says the psul negeya is not because of chashash mishaker, but the psul of negeya beedus is because he's considered being made al atzmai. If he's considered being made al atzmai, so that's why in a meid lo aleo meishal midah b'fnei bal choyvoy. If he has an egias here of lei v'rosh lo yishalem, he can't say edus. So it's not an akuda that how could you can't ask me a kasha that how could you say that we say v'chayshu say edus sheker and the reason why v'chayshu edus sheker is in order he should not be considered a rosh. L'chayri doesn't care about edus sheker. He for sure doesn't care about being a rosh. The answer is it's not because v'chayshu they say edus sheker. The part is that he is an egeah is a baldover. A baldover, somebody saying edus on himself is puzzle. He can't say edus on himself. And then Mr. Shach, in the beginning of Sim Lamed Zayin, says, Mikoyach this kash of the Rishonim, that's the reason why the Levush holds that the Psul of Negei is not Machmas HaChashash Meshaker. It's because Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai. Because if it would be HaChashash Meshaker, it doesn't make sense to say that we don't let him say Eidus for the Lekeach, because Mamid of Nebal Chayvah, because he wants to avoid being considered Leiva Rosh of Leishalim. If he doesn't care about Eidus Sheker, he's not going to care about Leiva Rosh of Leishalim. Elamai, it's muchak that the psul negei is not because of a cheshash mishaker, but he's considered like a korev etzel atzmai. He's a baldover, and a baldover be'etzem is posel edus. The Machane Ephraim brings l'shein the marit, that's mechiach from Taisis earlier, nafam gimla mit aleph, that dafka a negias of mamon is pesel's latest. But if a negia is not a negia of mamon, it's just, for example, let's say he doesn't want people to like him or to hate him or for other reasons, other different cheshbainis, that does not constitute a negia to pass them from edus. L'chayra, a raya that you don't need a negias of mamon is from Arasugi right here. We're saying that the reason why he can't be made loyal to the lekeach against the ma'ar is because he's mamido fnei bal choyvoy, and the maskana of the gemara is that even though he doesn't have any bnei chayrin, he still does not want to be considered a loy v'rosh of a loy yishalem. L'chayr, that's not a negias mamon. Even the man, which way we explain it, if it's not a negias mamon, so then we have a raya that in order to be considered a psul negea, you don't need a negias mamon. All you need is any negia whatsoever. Mem is the Ramah in Ois Kuf Nentes is Mechiach from the fact that he can't be made because of this Negiah not to be called the Lever Rasha, that it's a Raya, Taka don't need a Negiah's Mammon. The Ktsois in Simon Lamed Zayin Ois Dalet brings in Marit that he's Deicha the Raya. That really we consider now, we consider in our Gemara to have a Negiah's Mammon. Why? Because in order to avoid being called a Leva Rosh of Leish Shalem, he's going to have to pay the bill. He's going to have to pay back the Baal Chayv. So he wants to have money to pay him, not to be called a Rosha. And therefore, that in itself is we considered a Negias Mammon. Reb Shmuel is a very, very nice var to explain Taka why over here it will be considered Negias Mammon, because L'chayra, on this cheshbon of the fact that he has to pay, why we can ask, why is it different than what Tosfos says, the Ramas Chalmai, that the fact that you might become wealthy in the future, and therefore are willing to, the Baal Chayv should get paid up now, and not have to give your own Bnei Chayv when you get land, that itself is not called a Negias, Tosfos says, because right now you have no gain. It's only something in the future. So the Chayv, the same thing over here. Right now there's a Leiv Rosh of Lo Yishalim. That's not a Negias Mammon. What are we, what is the Tzai's tining? It's a Negias Mammon because he's going to have to try to get money to pay back the Baal Chayv. That's the Chayv, something in the future. It's not something that's just right now. The Zakhtab Shmuel, that you could say like this. You could say that he does not want to be considered a Leiv Rosh of Lo Yishalim, it's considered Negias Mammon because Be'etzem, what's happening over here, his Chayv is being paid up. If his chayv is being paid up, that in itself is a negias mamon. He owes the money, and since he owes the money, and the money is being taken from this field of the lekeach for the baal chayv, that's the greatest negias. He's using the lekeach's land for his chayv that he owes to the baal chayv. Elamai, so why does the Gemara say it's not called a negea? Because it's leichbasle. He doesn't care about it. Why doesn't he care about it? Because he doesn't have any land on his own anyway. It's not going to come back to him. So since he doesn't care, he's not considered a negea. But once the Gemara Anson says that he does care because of Leiv Rosh of Leiv Yishalem, then he has already negias mamon because his chayv was paid up. Not because the Leiv Rosh of Leiv Yishalem in itself is a reason to be considered a negia of mamon. That itself is not a negia of mamon. But that shows that he has a negia here. He cares that the chayv should be paid up. Once he cares that the chayv should be paid up, so the negias mamon is the etzem chayv being paid up. That avada is an inyan of mamon. The Gemara continues and brings a nidoin between a Yisrael and a goy. Hi Bar Yisrael, the Zavin Lechamro Li Yisrael Chavre, a Yid that sold a donkey to another Yid, Vika Osi Akum, and a guy comes, Va'onis Lemine. And the guy takes it away from the Lekeach. The Gemara says, Dinahud Mefatzi Lemine. The din is that the Meicher should get involved and be Mishtadel for the Lekeach against the guy. And the Rishbam explains that he should go ahead and he should bring Edim. V'yodinim Akum, Ula Yetzianim Yodin. The Akum Tzaisi Dinahim. You should go ahead and bring Edom and try to get it away from the guy and keep it beyad halekeach. Taisvis is mashma, that it's not enough just to go ahead and bring Edom and be mishtadal for the lekeach. Taisvis is mashma, that you have to also pay. Taisvis asks that, Temel Rashba, the lemele I see raya de bedin tarfa. Why can't the moicher tell the lekeach, bring a raya that he brought it, he took it away bedin, vasham locha, then I'll pay you. Why is the Meicher responsible? Why can't he tell the Lekeach, bring me a raya that he took it away bidin, and then I'll have to replace it. Otherwise, I'm not have mechuyev, just like to another Yisrael, I would not be mechuyev. It's mashma and taisvis, that you have to mifatza, even a pitzui moment. The Hagoyis Chavis Yor in the Gilyan Arif, Oizvav, Taka learns like that, and says that dino hud mifatzi le mine means chiyuv moment. The Ritva and the Ramah learn that a Meicher is chayev to be Teireach and to be Teveah the Goy Ledin, like the Lashon of Rishbam. So Lefi Zed, the Lashon of Mefatzi is the Lashon of Pediah, to redeem. It means you have to be Poida the Chamer, Miyad HaGoy, by way of being Teveah LeBezdin. The Ritva and the Chasam Sefer say that from the Rishbam that did not mention a Tashlum Momin, it's Mashmer that Lagabi Tashlumin, Rav is Maida Tamemer, that the Meicher is Taka Potter. Although from Tosfos is mashma that there would be a chiyuv moment. Tosfos answers his question that how come the meicher can't say to the lekeach that prove to me that I was taken away bedin and then I'll replace it. Yeshleim Tosfos says the meirik he going shebedinim akum don imoy, he went to a bezin of goyim or bedinim have you the akum in the courts of goyim belong to the goy hilkachai lefatzayse, therefore he's mechuyev to be mefatze and appease the lekeach. Rabbi Chanan, the Kevet Shrum, Ois Kuf Tzadik He, says that Lechera comes out from Taisus a Chiddush Gadol, that Ravo or a Papa hold that you can be Seimech and a Psak Din Shal Akum. You can be Seimech and a Psak Din of a guy, Efshal Ismech a Piske Bezin Shal Akum, who Chiddush Gadol. It comes out, a Gevaldig a Chiddush, they can be Seimech and a Piske Dinim. Now, Be'emes, there's a very important Nikud over here. The Rama Menachs Mechira Perik Yates Aloch Edalit Paskins, that if the guy is Meitzi a Mekach from the Lekeach, whether it's Bedin HaMelech or whether it's Bar Koy Shalehem, Ein HaMeicher Chayev Bachar Yusay. The Meicher is not Chayev in Achrayis. And really the Maskana of our Gemara also is that Alochi is like a Meimar, that you're not Mechuyev to Mefatza. The guy normally takes it away by Oynes, you're not Mechuyev. The Kesef Mishnah asks over there on the Rambam, the Lechayra, why if he takes it away, if the guy takes it away, Bedin HaMelech, does he not have to be Mefatza the Lekeach? Don't we hold Dina the Malchusa Dina? And therefore, every time when they take it away from the lekeach, alpidin, the meicher is mechuyev l'shalim. So why is the meicher not mechuyev to replace it for the lekeach and pay him? So the Kesef Mishnah answers and says that a stam mekabel achrayis is not mekabel achrayis unless they are mechayev medin Torah. And therefore, he was not mekabel achrayis to a case where a goy or a bezin of goyim will take it away from the lekeach. There is a meach and mechira and have an ozel and seif ilchus milve. They're miyashim and they say gevaldik achidish that the halach of dina the malchusa dina would apply only, for example, taxes and other such issues that a king is misakin to be goyim mikanal habo. In such cases, we'll say dina the malchusa dina. They have koyach biyad ha'akum to give mamin shal zeh lo zeh chidoyme, because we have to follow their rulings, just like we'd follow a bezin shal yisrael, we'd follow a bezin shal akum. But the Gabi and Namonis and Abir on the Maisa that happened, according to the way the courts determine it, according to the way the Akim Adonim Apidineim, that they are Seimach and Eirechon or other rais that are not rais B'dini Yisrael, as far as we're concerned, that Bir on the Halaovar is not considered a Bir. It's not considered like they clarified the truth about the whole situation. And therefore, in our particular case, if a Bezlin would say that the Lekeach has to give up the piece of whatever he bought from the yid to a guy, so there's no bir mitzad that a bezin of goyim to say that the chayvitz taka was gone of him, that the chayvitz taka belongs to the guy. Although the lekech is mechuyev to listen to the bezdin, and he has to be mitzi the chayvitz because of the din of dina and the machusa dina, that's something which in the schadish now, that's like lokach v'shot v'nor, that the mecher is not chayv and achrayis. But as far as saying that we have now a beer based on the psak of bezdin, that the mice is true, that the guy is correct, and that would be mechayev the mecher to replace it, because the karkas gzul of yad ha-mecher, that we do not rely on the goyish batei dinim. And therefore, the meicher is not chayv and achrayis. That's not included in din the malchus adina. In summary, they're tining that din the malchus adina is like an enactment for the future. And you have to follow whatever Bezdin of Akum proclaim is the law of the land. But to say that whatever goes through the courts of the goyim is considered the truth, that we don't have to be samech on them. We can't. It's not there birurim and not birurim klape Yisrael. And therefore, now that the land was given to the awarded to the goy in a court of goyim from the yid, that's not mechayev the meicher to replace it and to mifatza then give it back to the lekech. The Ritva says that even though it's mechay kamalchus the meitz miyadui, but lemaisa the goyim don't say that you have to mifatza Yisrael chaver al pidinehem. So it could be that that's included in the din of the Malchus Adina, that take it away from the Lekeach, but the din of Malchus Adina is that it's too bad. It's really tough on the Lekeach that it's taken away from him, but now the Mecher is not Mechuyev to go ahead and replace it. The Gemara just fears ice this shtickle, and the Gemara says that Loi Omron, this halacha, the Atim Yifatz Lemine, is only if you're not Makir Boshi Bas Chamayre, if you don't recognize that it really belonged to the Mecher. Of a makir by shebas chamayir, if you know belong to the meicher loy, then you know that the guy was taken away from you by inus avada. The meicher is not mechuyev to you. And v'le'amr nel le'onis le'el didei luchfa. Of le'onis le'el didei luchfa. If the guy takes away the chamayir plus the saddle, then also loy. Then we also say that the whole thing was an inus. And the Rishbam explains the chilik is because if he's tevea only the chamayir, only the donkey, and not the ukaf, and not the saddle, there's a little bit of a rye that he's not mishaker, and therefore he took the chamayir that has a saddle, took off the saddle, wants the chamar, which is his, and not the ukuf, which is not his. But if he's tevea, everything together, then we say maybe he's meshaker. And the Prishan, Simon Reish Chafei, Ois Tes says that with ukuf, the derech oilam is not to leave the ukuf on a chamar, because the ukuf that's not miyuchat to your chamar might ruin it to the back of the donkey. Every ukuf forms itself according to the back of the chamar that it's used to be placed on. So if it's taka the goy's chamar, and the ukuf is taka not his, so that shows that it's a riot that the chamar is taka his. That's why the goy only takes the chamar, not the ukuf, even though it's miyuchav for this behemah, because it wasn't always on that chamar. It's mazi the chamar. So that's a simon that he's saying the emes. The truth is the Ritva says a little differently. The Ritva says that Rav Uchvim are equal. Most of the saddles are equal. And the guy is not makir which one is his. And therefore, when he tainas, this is his, it's a ride, there's a mashaka. How does he know the Uchvim is yours? All saddles are the same. So that's what the Gemara means, that if he tainas only on the Chamar, so maybe he's saying the truth. But if he tainas the Chamar and the Uchvim, oh, he just wants everything that he can get. So then it's not a raya that he's saying the emes. Let's move on to the next shtickle Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara goes back to the Mishnah that says, Uman ein loy chazaka. Uman has no chazaka. And the reason for that Uman has no chazaka, is because we know that he's tofus in the chayfetz because he was given it to fix. He was an Uman. So he can't taina lekuchu biyodi. And he has to pay the balabayas, the begodim, or the kelim, whatever was given to him. Omar Rabbi says, Leishanu, this halacha that Uman is ein loy chazaka is only elishim masale be'edim. Only if we know that the ukav, the item that was given to the uman was given to him be'edim. Edim could testify that it was given from the balabayas to the uman. But if not, av masale shloy be'edim, if it was not given with edim, mitoich shiachaleimer lehoy dvar ma'ilam, because since he could say lehoy dvar ma'ilam never was given to me, that's the pashtus. Ki amar nami lekuchi biyodi. If he says lekuchi biyodi, he's also neman on the chayfetz. And over here we find the machlokes Rishbam and the machlokes of different ways between the Rishbam and Tosfos, how to explain what does it mean. He could have said that never happened. The Rishbam says that he could have said doesn't mean that it doesn't have it at all, doesn't have the chayfetz, because we're talking about that we saw the chayfetz by him, like it's muchaf and it's kasha by Abaya. It's the way we saw it was ra'ah. So what does it mean? He could say lekuchi biyadi. It means he could say that it never came to his hand b'toyras a uman, only b'toyras a mecher. He didn't have to admit that it came to his hand Materis Uman, and then later he says he bought it. He could have said it never came to his hand Materis Uman. Or, Taisus learns, or he could have said, somebody, you sold somebody else, and somebody else sold it to me. And the Melan, those two ways, he's really saying, and therefore he's believed to say, with a migu, lekuchihi biyadi. Al kolpanim, it's before in the Hemshech of the Sugya, that even if Edim see the chefetz biyada uman, he's still believed to say that he bought it. And that it says in the Mishnah, Uman Eimle Chazaka is only if it's Yodua that it came to him with Teiras Umnis. Otherwise, he's Taka going to be Neman. Now the Rishbam asks that Lechayra, why is he having Nemanis to say Lekuchi Biyodi? Migo that he could have said Lahadam. Why is it different than Dvar Masuin Lahashal Lahaskir? Why is it different than items that are normally lent out or rented out? They are not Neman to say Lekuchi Biyodi. We explained many times in previous Shurim that the nemanis of somebody to Taina, that this chefetz really was once yours, but I bought it, is what we call cheskas metaltlin. And it's a combination of the fact that he's tafus in the chefetz, plus that there's a hechacha of achzuki inish beganvi loy mechazkinon. A person doesn't normally steal an object. That proves that you, Taka, bought it, and it's Taka yours. And the Gemara in Shavuah says that you only have that echach in objects that are not asuyin, that are not normally lent out or rented out. But something which is normally lent out or rented out, you're not nemen se lekuchi biyadi, because we say the reason why you're holding the chefetz is because you borrowed it or you rented it. So lechayra, uman is the same as dvarim asuyin lahash lahaskir. We should say that the reason why you're holding the chefetz is because it came to you b'teiras un uman. You are an uman. And the mela, how could you be nemen to say lekuchi biyadi? So the Rishbam explains and says that Shailin Schiris is to all neighbors. A person lends it to everybody, or rents it out to anybody. But over here, the Uman can say, Ein Chorogil L'Sakin Etzli. You're not accustomed to fix this object by me, and therefore there's no Hechachi here that I am an Uman. Lashon of the Rishbam is, Aval Hocha Matzi Yomar Uman, Ein Chorogil L'Sakin Gadecha Etzli. You are not accustomed to giving your clothing to me to fix, and therefore it's not Muchach that I'm an Uman. Even though I have the object, it doesn't make... It's not a muchach that they gave it to me b'teiras u'uman. And if you didn't give it to me b'teiras u'uman, I'm neman to say l'kuchi biyadi, and with a migu that I could have said l'hadam. L'chayr, we have to understand this. L'chayr, the whole nemanis that we explained of chesen metaltlin is because there's aichach from his tfisa of zukin shmegamim l'mechaskinon, and that's why dvar masuin lahash laskir takin not neman, because there's no raya from your tfisa. Maybe it was given to you b'teiras she'ela. So l'chayr over here ain't a chenami. It could possibly be that he didn't receive a b'teiras uman, but he does not have a aichach that it was given to him that he bought it. And uman l'chayr is rogel sakin by these objects. And Titachin that it was given to Materas Umnis. L'chayr, at best, it's only a suffik if there's a haichach here or not. A suffik haichach l'chayr is not a haichach. And the Rabbeinu Yoina Taka says this is the reason why Abaya argues in Rabbah and says that you cannot tain l'kuchi biyadi in such a case where we know that you have the chayfitz. L'chayr, it's very shver. What's pshat in Rabbah? The Rabbi Chanan in Kavitz Shurim and Eisrei Shlam and Zayin says that from this Rashbam it's muchach that kalim which you have a suffik, if it's dark and lahashil lahaskir, you can yes have cheskas metatalin. But l'chayr it's shver, it's only a suffik echocha. It's true that's muchach l'chayr from the Rashbam, but how does it work? It's only a suffik echocha, and there's no raya that you taka bought it. There's no echzuk inish megavi lem nechaskinan over here, because we could possibly say you're holding a b'teiras uman. You are an uman. So you say it's no raya, it's not muchach that I have it as a b'teiras uman. Ein echanami, it's a suffik. But we need a hechacha in order to might see it from the marakama. Cheskas metaltan is based on being a muzik, a tafus, plus a hechacha. Over here, l'chayr, you don't have a hechacha to say that you bought it from the marakama. L'chayr, you have to say pshat neshitz the Rashbam, that he explains in Rabbah that the aside of Ches Metaltalin is not based solely on Hechacha, that it was the Kuchi Biyadi, and to be Maitzi from the Marakama. The aside of the Ches Metaltalin is, even if you have a Suffolk Hechacha, the Halacha is, you can't be Maitzi from a Mugzik. And L'chayr, that's how we had brought an earlier shur from Rabbi Chanan, that the din of Ches Metaltalin is based on the fact that you are a Mugzik, you are a Tafus. The Hechacha is just Ma'er, the Suffolk. Once it's Ma'ir HaSafik, so you remain a Mugzik, we leave it by the Tafus. The Lashon of the Rashbam and Daf Mem Vav Min Aleph, Dimaschal Ella, it says, Kol HaKoinim Metalta Mechavreim in Tzrichan Eidim, don't need Eidim, El Mechivin Shu Mugzik Boy, Yochalei Meshalihu. He could say, it's mine, Shalakachti Mimcha, that I bought it from you. which is mashma, that that alone, that you're a muzik, is enough to tie in lekuchi biyadi, as long as there's no haychacha in the other direction. Lefi zeh, you have to say that dvar masuyin lahashil v'lahaskir, that you're not neman, is either because there's no suffix whatsoever, it's a vadai that it was barred, which is shver to say, l'chur, there's definitely a possibility that it was bought. You have to say that it's not considered a muzik, because we are toilet that you are machzik in it before the buying lent it to you. The memele, you don't even have a shame muzik that's enough for cheskes metaltlin. But by an uman where it's not yedua, that if he's rogel asakin loisloi, he's not rogel asakin etzloi, we're not toilet that his stomach came to hand, but there is umnis, and memele you have a shame muzik. So there's a tremendous chiddush here in Rabbah that it's enough for cheskes metaltlin, the fact that it's not rogel asakin etzloi, which gives you a shem muzik, and a shem muzik is enough to be made even the marikama. Dvarim asuyin lahash lahasik here is chaser in your shem muzik because it's almost like a vadai that it was borrowed or rented out. And Abai obviously argues on this, and Rabbah, and this gufa, and he holds that you need a chokh from the tefisa in order to go ahead and say they have a din of chesem metaltlin. This is all in the Rashbam. Taisa says that Medvarma Suin Lahash Laskir, you can't always have Edim that it was lent or rented out, and therefore you don't have a chazakah. When you give a chavis to an uman, you can be maimed Edim. And therefore, by an uman, they were misakin that you don't have, you can't say that it was given to Materas uman unless you have Edim that you gave it to him. And the Mela, without Edim, Hitaka has a chesed metaltlin. I mean, Yain is Maisim and Shitzat Taisvis, that since you believed him, you gave it over to him without Edim, so it's Iyu de Afsin an Nafshe. L'cher, you caused your own loss. You could have given it over to him be'edim. Why did you give it over to him be'edim? There's one more Nakuda that's important here. The Gemara doesn't just say that Yenemet de Selekuchi biyadi. The Gemara says that Yenemet de Selekuchi biyadi with a migud, because you could have said, Lahadam. And the Rishbam and Taisvis said, L'cher, was speaking about that the Edim saw that you're holding the Chefetz. So how could you go ahead and say lahadam? So we mentioned before that the Rishbam explains that mitech shiocholayim lahadam means that you didn't give it over to me, you gave it over to somebody else who sold it to me. Or so mele, if I say that you sold it to me, I'm nemud amigu. The Tosfos Rit asks that why if you say atem machartali, are you nemud only midin migu? Why is it different than if you, what's the difference if you say atem machartali or you say you machartali, you sold la'acher hu machrali? L'chaira, you should believe, because you have cheses metaltalin, and therefore the Tosfos Rit is taken not geiris in the Gemara, mitaych sheyocholayim alahadam. Because the Tosfos Rit understands that you don't need a din migu to be nemun. He's geiris in the Gemara, aval mosa loy shloy be'edim. If you don't, the sira to the woman was without edim, you believed. L'chaira, that makes sense. We're explaining the reason the manis is cheskes metaltalin. What do you need for the manas of cheskes metaltalin? You have to be a tofus, and you are a tofus in the chayfitz, and you have to have a little bit of aichacha to create a suffix. You have aichacha, because lamaisa, it's possible that you were not given it, but teres uman, you are not ein charagel asaki megadecha etzli. So why would you have to have a migu? So the Rishash explains the Rishbam, alpi what Tosfos says, that there, if there are ein that is masaloi, and we didn't hear if it was Bateras Umnis or Bateras Mechira, we say Mistama Lisakin Aslam. Mistama he gave it over to fix. So in Mele, even when we know that he Masalai Api Uman and the Uman himself, that means the Uman is the one who tells us that was given over to him. So we would also say that Mistama was given to him with Lisakin, and therefore he's not Neman to go ahead and say Lakuchi Biyadi, because probably it was given over Bateras Uman. In Mele, that's why you need to have Dafka Emigu. Even though from the Lashna Tosis, it's mashal, the Kavana is that if you gave it to him stam, that's a raya that is Bateras Umnis. Because if not, he should have been mefarish that it's not an Uman. So and the Ramban says that fairish like that. She'elu, the Ramban says, She'elu bo, Bateras mecha, oilu lefarish. If it was given over as a sale, he should have said mefarish it's a sale. L'chair, that svar doesn't apply if the Uman says that you gave it over to me Bateras mecher. Because then there's no tiny oilu lefarish. So then it's not like the reason why you should need a migu is because we're saying that it's not to say that it was given over Teres Uman. Teres Mashma, the only reason why we'll take on that it was given to Teres Uman is because he should have been Mefarish. If he was Mechira, then he should have said Mechira. And if he gives them Stam, that's a right, that it's an Uman. But when you yourself say, when the Uman himself says it was given to Teres Uman, so there's no Tainim Hoyle the Farish. L'chir, you have to say in the Rishbam that it's not a svar ba'alma, that it's not a sira l'uman, you have to be down b'teres umnes, not b'teres mechira. That means that without knowledge, we say you're a numan, and umma mistama gada b'teres umnes, and not b'teres mechira. Like Lashna Raiva, that it brings the Rajma, stam is sira l'umma teres umnes nusahi. Stam is sira t'numan is b'teres umman. And the mela, without the migu yataka, would not be nemun. Taisra says that what does it mean? Mitech sheyocholem lahadam. Lahadam means that it came to him, did not come to him b'teras umnes el b'teras mecher. And that also pshat and taisus is like the Rimigash of Menyena say that because if you might that it came to you b'teras umnes and then you tell you that you chayz v'kana you really rebought it, you only nem with a migu, they could have said metchila that it came to you b'teras mecher. But without a din migu, you tachin nemon, not nemon to say that you bought it, because since rea tfisase, the whole tfisa wasn't a good tfisa, it came to you originally, you're maskim that it came to you b'teras umnes. So if Be'edim was given over to you, not nemon say like, look, chayz, you bought it. So just like if Be'edim say that it was given over to you b'teras umnes, you not nem and say lekuchi biyadi. When you yourself agree that you got a b'teres umnes, you shouldn't be believed to say lekuchi biyadi. Why taka are you believed to say that afterwards you bought it, even though you made that you got a b'teres umnes? That's only because of the fact that you have a migu that you could have said la adam. You didn't have to say that, but without a migu, your taka would not be believed. And l'chayr, this is very geshmak with what we said earlier in Nafman Beis, that the reason why you nem and say lekuch because you're a muchzik. But if you're maida that came to you b'teras umnes, then you don't have a shame mugzik. Because we know that you're toughest in the scheif, it's for the bailam, and then it's daima to dvar masuin lahash laskir, and you need to have a migu. In summary, we learned a chiddush in Shitas Rabbah, that although the din of Chesed Metalton is based on a haychocha v'achzuk yiddish begami lemechaz kinon, it does not mean that you have to have a vada haychocha to be maitzvi the marakama. Even a case of an uman, where the Marakama is claiming that he gave it to Materas Umnes, and immediately there's no Eichacha from his Tfisa, but if the Uman is able to say that Ein Charogel Asakim Megodecha Etzli, he remains a Muchzik, and he's Zeicha Bedin, and he's being able to be Maitzim the Marakama. Secondly, we learned that he's not Neman without a Migu that he could have said Lahadam, either because of this Gufa, that there's a chsarin in his etzem tfisa, because l'chair the pashas would be that he was given over b'teiras uman, and memela without a migu he shouldn't be able to be nemot, or the klapi the marakama l'maisa he doesn't have a taina, so he has to be able to have a migu that he could have said the marakama sold it to somebody else who sold it to him, like the Rishbam explains. And l'maisa, according to Rabbah, he is nemot to say l'kuchi biyadi with a migu of l'hadam. Abaya argues, and Abaya says that he's not nemot. Pashas Abaya argues, because Abaya holds, in order to have a Cheses Metalton, there has to be a Haychacha, that you got it, you bought it. But if there's a reason to say that you're an Uman, even if you could say, Ein Charogel Asakin Etzli, it's not enough. And it's missing in the Haychacha, and therefore you can't be Maitzi from a Rakama, even though you're a Tafus. Let us end with a few Ha'oris. The Gemara had said, according to Rabbah, that if it was Masar Loi Be'edim, the Balabayas gave the Chayfetz to the Uman in front of Edim, then the Uman is not Neman to say Lekuchi Biyadi. He can't be believed, and he does not have a Chazakah. The Rishbam points out that it's even in a case where we are not Royim Achshav Achayf Talis Biyada Uman. That means we do not know that the Talis right now is in the hands of the Uman. And L'chayrif, we do not know that the Uman is holding it, he should be Neman to say Hechzar Tivloch, that he returned it back to the Balabayas. Says the Rashbam, because Rabbah holds Hamafkid Eitzel Chaver Be'edim, if you give somebody a Pikadin in front of Edim, Tzorech Lahachzer Lei Be'edim, you have to return it with Edim. The Rashbam further points out that L'chayr should be believed to say Echzarti L'cha with a Migu that he could have said that I returned it to you in front of Edim, and those Edim went away to Medina Sayyam. Says the Rashbam, that's not a good migu, because Tataina, a taina, the parati b'fnei pleini or pleini, v'holchu lahem l'mdina sayam, is not a good taina. It's a milsa davido ligluye and lay mishaker inish. It's something which could be found out, and a person would not take that risk and be caught on his lie. Pen yaseh badoy ayoyim ulamachar, found out to be a non-truth, ki hadri edim l'mdina sayam, v'yayim r'li hayu dvar me'oilam. When the edim will come back from l'mdina sayam and say it's never happened, he'll be caught as somebody who said something which is not true, and he's mefachid, he's afraid of those edim, and they'll say that he was mesaper sheker. The Rosh asks to let him be nem with a migu that he could have tainted hechzarti bifnei edim that died. and then he's nothing to be afraid of, because the Edom cannot come back and be makrish, they're not alive. Says the Rosh, that's not a good migu either, because if he says that I could have tainted that I returned it to you in front of Edom and they're not alive, it's pretty obvious that the reason why he chose to say such a case that the Edom are not alive is because he's afraid of being caught. And if I care, that would be a raya that he is mishaker. The Rishash answers and says that it seems like from the Rishbam that he holds like the Ran in Shavuos B'Shem HaRashba, that even if he tainas that, he's not believed. Because only if you miyachid Edom that eventually will come back, you'll be Neman, because you're afraid maybe the Edom will come back and contradict you. That's when you have a Neamonis. But if you taina, where Edom cannot contradict you, Bechlal, you have no Neamonis of such a taina, that if they say there was Holchum Dinus, if you say that they're not alive anymore. And therefore, the Rashbam had said that the only other choice was say amigu, to say that pratif neplainin, then shaholchum dinas hayam. And on that, the Rashbam says it's not a good migu because you're afraid that they're going to come and contradict you. So you don't want to taina that other taina. A second aura is that the Rashbam, when he says of a muslim shlei beidim, that you are neman according to Rabba, to say lekuchi miyadi with amigu v'lehoyu dvar me'olam, the Rashbam says the taina of v'lehoyu dvar me'olam is that you mechartem la'acher, you balabai sold it to somebody else, ve'acher mochram li, and the other person sold it to me. Taisus had said that you could say directly you bought it from the Marakama, from the original Bailam. L'chayr, why did the Rashbam not want to be mefarish like that? According to Rabba, that he holds umen yesh lechazaka, so why can't he taina atem mechartem li? Why did the Rashbam choose to say that atem you mechartem li'acher, you sold to somebody else, ve'acher mochram li? The Chiddush Sharim is Ma'ir this Shaila, and the Chayra, it's Mashav from the Rashbam, that even according to the Rabbah that holds Umin Yesh Lechazaka, but he does not have a Taina directly connected to Marakama, to say that he himself bought it from the Marakama. He could say that he bought it from somebody else who bought it from the Marakama, but this is Ton Havana. Maybe we could tell Tzu a Tumim in Simin Tzadik, Seif Sivkot and Zion, that says that even according to Rabba that holds an Uman Yesh Leichazaka, that's only if the Uman himself tainas Lekuchi Biyadi. But if he does not taina that he bought it, we are Taila that he probably got the Chefes B'Teras Umnis. And the Nafkamina says the Tumim is that if the Uman dies, we are Maitzi Miyad Hayershim. Because in such a case, we will not taina for them, because it's not much, it's not probable that the father Taka bought this chayfitz from the original Marakama. It's more mistaver to say that he got it b'toyras uman. So it's said in Chayritz Mavur from the Tumim that the Yisoid Rabba also agrees that uman is this chaser in his chazaka. And if I care, only if he tainas directly will we say, according to Rabba, that he has a chazaka to tainu l'kuchi b'yodi with amigo v'la'adam. But if he doesn't tie it himself, we will not tie it for him. It's mistaver that he got it b'teiras uman. Oy bazai, it's not so far to be mechalik maybe between whether or not the uman tainas neged the marakama directly that he bought it from him, or he tainas then machar til acher v'acher mochram li. There's mokim to maybe understand it a little better. A third aura is that Abaya argues on Rabba. And Abaya says, even with Edim, he has a migu, that he could say he returned it, because he doesn't have to return it with Edim, so ki omer l'kuchi b'yodi is mehemen. So therefore, he's believed to say that he bought it. The Rishonim are ma'ir on the Lashon of Abaya, ihochi, afila b'edim nami. What is the Lashon of ihochi? The Taisus tries to explain and say that according to me, that I'm not mechala between yesh ein lein Edim, only between raw or not raw. So it means even where there is no Edim, you're not believed if it was raw, like that's Shitzes Abaya. And when it was loy raw, even if there is Edim, you are believed with a migu that you could have said Rezarti Lecho. So there's no, the chilik is not between Edim and not Edim, the chilik is between raw and not raw. But according to you, where there are Edim, so even loy, and even loy raw, you're not believed. So why aren't you believed with a migu with the boy Rezarti Lecho? But that doesn't really mean Yashiv, says Toysvis, the Loshna of Ihochi, afila be'edim nami. It's not mashma like that. It's mashma that Ihochi, that without Edim, you nemen with amigu, so be'edim also you should be nemen with amigu. But what's the Loshna Ihochi, afilu be'edim nami? Abaye himself holds that the truth is that be'edim, you are taken nemen to say that l'kuchi biyadi with amigu, to say echzarti l'cho. You are believed to say echzarti l'cho. So what's the Loshna of Ihochi? The truth is, will Yitzchak Shem get to in the next daf? The Shitas Arif is that Abaya holds that Yintake not Nem with Amigu. And that's what Rabbah said. He told Rabbah, Bishlem Lididi, you don't say Amigu Bichlal. But according to you, if there's no Edim, you're Nem with Amigu Lahadam. So if that's true, so by Edim also, and it's Loy Roy, should we Nem with Amigu of Ichzartiv? It's Lachay, and then the Rabbanans before, the Rabbeinu Tam was Mefarish Asugya like the Rif. But not the way the Rif says it. It's Lachay, Bissel Shver, the Lashon of Ihochi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.